With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
All right. Rockin' and rolling, getting a little closer to what they call the weekend on this Thursday. Hello, everyone, and welcome. Good morning. Taz and Moose. Taz here. Moose on vacation. Got AB sitting in. Andrew Bogus. We're coming to you live from the Quicken Loans Studios, National Mortgage Lender. Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, and mortgage confidently. And we're coming across to you across this great country of ours and all of our great affiliates across the United States on CBS Sports Radio. So thank you for listening there. Or maybe you're checking us out on Sirius XM Channel 206, Sirius XM app Channel 206. That's the home for CBS Sports Radio. Got a great program for you today, guys. We got a couple of guests. We got 7:40 a.m. Eastern, Leo Rontens and Raptors TV analyst. And then we also have at 8:25 Eastern, that's AM, we will have Drew Gooden, 14-year NBA veteran with the Big Three. AB, Andrew Bogus, fill-in co-host Jones, good morning, sir.
Oh, Taz, good to see you for a fourth straight morning.
I'm starting to get used to you.
Are you?
Yeah, you're kind of like a wart. But
thank
I digress.
You, and then I'll be gone.
Yes.
Slice me, lance me right off.
Yeah, but before you know it, I'm on vacay, and then you'll sit here with Moose.
I heard about that.
Yeah, you're just like a, you're kind of like a barnacle, you know, if you think about it.
I'm a I am like a fungus. I keep coming back. You're right.
That's my point.
In
yes.
And out. Yep.
So, but anyway, so we come to you right off the news of yesterday, which we discussed a lot, and it's locked and loaded and in where now we all know Kawhi Leonard is heading to Toronto, Danny Green also. And we have DeRozan heading out of Toronto, heading to San Antonio with Poeltl and a first-round protected pick from the Raptors to San Antonio. Crazy. It's just crazy how this is turning out. And we talked about it yesterday, AB. It's kind of an interesting thing, but it's evolving more now where, you know, Kawhi doesn't want to play for the Raptors and DeRozan doesn't want to play for the Spurs. And we saw a lot of reaction from NBA players yesterday. A lot of them kind of pissed off at the way the Raptors handled the situation with DeRozan.
We got a battle of social media and PR releases yesterday, too. There were people comparing the font size that the Spurs use on their Twitter account to say goodbye to Danny Green, who was like at font 18. And then thank you, Kawhi, was like font 12.
Oh, my God.
Comic Sans.
That is tremendous. Comic Sans.
So, does the font size relate to how thankful or at least how not angry they are at these guys who are leaving? And then the Raptors didn't. and the Spurs also gave almost no credit to Kawhi. And, you know, everything's, you know, the Spurs have traded ... And eventually it'll be like Leonard, 28 years old, was a four-time NBA All-Star, two-time MVP. It said none of those things. It had no awards. It just basically stated facts. Kawhi Leonard is a person. He used to play for us for five NBA seasons. After he played for San Diego State, he will continue being a person now with the Raptors. And that was it. There was no lauding, no compliments, no awards, no MVP mention, nothing. So out the door in a hurry, he went. And then we have the Raptors, who didn't even throw in the normal, like, we thank DeMar for his tremendous, you know, he meant so much to us and Toronto. Jeez. Just out you go.
See ya.
So, PR guys didn't have good days yesterday either, and there's all sorts of hurt feelings through San Antonio and Toronto.
As you know, dude, in this day and age, this hypersensitive social media day and age, everything's out there, right? Mm-hmm. Everything's out there for the most part. You can't believe everything you read, but everything's out there. So there's just a plethora of information for us as fans of sport or for us who cover sport, you know, to see a lot of this stuff. And then, you know, we as a society, as a sports society, as a sports fan base, we're like, well, look at the size of the font there, man. They really don't like Kawhi. They really hated him, San Antonio. Look at that. It's a little come on, stop, please. But I can see how NBA players are not pleased and they're kind of ticked off how the Raptors handled DeRozan for sure. You know, because they're, and I mentioned this yesterday, AB, you know, there's definitely a brethren there. You know, there's a fraternity there. And players look at it like, you know, look, man, hey, DeMar, yeah, there's no loyalty. You know, I think it was, who was it? Isaiah Thomas. I think it was Isaiah Thomas.
Yeah, learn from my story.
Yeah, he tweeted, learn from my story. There were so many different tweets from the NBA players. But, you know, the thing is this. You know, Kawhi, will he end up, will he end up being happy in Toronto? I kind of tell you, you know, I think, and you know this dude, he almost has, I don't want to say he has no choice because he obviously doesn't have a choice. He could just say, I'm not playing. And if he says I'm not playing, well, then he loses his salary, which is around $21 or $22 million, I believe, and then he loses free agency eligibility for 2019.
Right, because his contract will not have told is the like the kind of nerdy CBA language. It's like the year didn't exist.
Right,
he doesn't get credit for it. So it's like hitting the pause button. So he would next season would
like
become
you explained it well,
the last
well
year
yes,
of
yes.
his contract instead of this current one.
Agreed. Yes. Yeah. Well said. And it's kind of like, well, if you are Kawhi from a basketball perspective and his career perspective, unless he saved every dime he has that he's made a lot of money, and he's on the cusp to make a lot of money. You know, he's going to have to go up to Toronto and clear customs with his passport and and go to work. I mean, he's going to have to do it. I mean, he doesn't have to. He's going to lose a lot of money and probably not get a chance to go to Los Angeles because that's where he wants to go after this coming season, either to the Clippers or to the Lakers and stuff like that. So,
well, apparently, too, he's made phone calls already to people around the NBA, other players who will be free agents next offseason, and maybe he wants to be on their team. And apparently, I don't know if he's directly mentioned it or it's been indirectly mentioned, but maybe Brooklyn is on the radar as well. So, you know, I know you and I spent a lot of time yesterday going back and forth playing the blame game here between the Spurs and Leonard for this divorce. And there, everyone's involved. Everyone gets blamed for this. This shouldn't have happened. He should have been a Spur for life.
Absolutely, yeah. Good.
But that being said, I mean, I still find myself sitting here today 60-40, 55-45, whatever it may be. It's by a slim margin, but he messed this up.
Kawhi.
You blame them, blame him.
I don't blame Kawhi. I think he's definitely a part of it, but you can't fault a guy for getting injured.
You can't fault him for
getting injured. And I would never think a guy to this level would dog it and be lazy and not want to get back on the court, get balling, get competing. To me, I just don't think these guys are built that way. I think we see these elite athletes from afar. We think we know them because they're polarizing. There's so much info about them. We cover them. We, as guys in the media, we talk about them nonstop. So we think we know how these guys, what makes them tick. And I got to be honest, we really don't, because these guys are elite athletes. And at the end of the day, that's usually what they want to do is compete. I really feel like if Kawhi could have physically been 150% like he needs to be, the type of player he is, the way he plays defense. I mean, this guy is, you know, a stud. The top three player in the NBA when healthy. So I think a guy like this is not going to be lazy and dog it. You know, by the way, if you want to call the show, 855, it's a hotline.
Attention, hotline fans.
855-212-4227. Yes, I'm giving the number. 855-212-4227. We want to talk about Kawhi or DeRozan leaving Toronto, whatever you want to do. You can call the show anytime you'd like. That's the phone line. Hotline's always open. But I don't look at it like that. I don't look at it like Kawhi is at fault a ton. What happened with the Spurs, I look at Popovich as he's to blame a good amount. I look at definitely his teammates that were there in San Antonio. Actually, Popovich, we have some sound. Listen to Popovich on the Kawhi trade.
We hope that this will be a good situation for everybody involved. Kawhi obviously worked very hard to become the player he is. Our staff worked very hard to help him get there, and we wish him all the best as he moves on to Toronto.
I think that Greg Popovich is happy as a pig, and you know what? That Kawhi is gone, because it was a headache for him. It was a media headache. It was a distraction for his squad. And like I said, if I'm going to pick a side, I'm picking the Kawhi side, but I do think Popovich is happy that this guy's gone.
I think he's happy that he can stop answering where's Kawhi and when's Kawhi going to play questions. But he's also not an idiot, and he knows that his team is worse today than it was yesterday. So, and I, he knows just how good Kawhi Leonard is, and that he's, what, 27, 28 years old. So there's a lot of good years left in him. So he may be happy that the headache is gone, but he's not happy that his best player is gone and right. that this team is worse. You know, it's in the tougher conference, and it's now worse than it was 24 hours ago.
Hold on, AB. I mean, let's be honest, though. The Spurs went very deep, pretty deep, I should say. Well, not deep into the postseason.
They made the playoffs.
They made the playoffs
yes.
without their quote-unquote best yep. guy.
And had a top-five defense without their best defensive player.
So now that headache, that distraction's gone as far as if you pop. You know what I'm saying? That's all I'm saying.
I think when push comes to shove, he wants to win basketball games, and they're going to win less games now than they would have with Kawhi Leonard.
Yeah, they lost in the first round to the Warriors, and thanks for coming. But again, they went into the playoffs. They made it to the playoffs without Kawhi. So now you add a guy like DeRozan who, well, now they're going to have to try and convince him that he should enjoy San Antonio. Because
I think his issue is Toronto. I don't think DeRozan has a problem with the Spurs. His problem is the Raptors. So that's not an issue.
Yeah.
But they did that without Kawhi Leonard last year, but that's not the same thing as him being permanently gone. And I just don't believe
just about the whole year.
No, I know, but I like mean, but he know. But and I know that they did it without him, but now that he's healthy and he would have been back in their lineup.
But is he
they
healthy?
Are,
hold on, but think about this. I'm it's kind of a rhetorical question,
yeah.
but you know what I mean, dude? Like, is he healthy? Like, that's the thing. And I'm a fan of Kawhi when he's healthy, but you know, he doesn't talk much, he doesn't say much, and we all know that's pretty well documented. But the thing is, like, we're all doing this talking. Toronto is fixing to bet the farm on him that he's gonna kick butt for them. And can he play like he used to play? Can he? That's the question, right? I mean, you know, how much rust is on him? How will it get knocked off that rust? You know, is he the same guy? We don't know that. We don't know. Do you know?
I don't. I assume, like, again, there's so much here that we don't know, and it's so confusing. But I feel like if he had an injury that was so serious that it was going to change the way he played permanently, that this past season would not have worked out the way that it did. If he was that hurt, he just would have said, I'm not playing again. And then would have went home and that's it, and the conversation's over. But he insisted and they insisted on keeping the door open for a return, which means like he was aiming to be back last year right away or as soon as possible.
Yeah.
I just, to me, that he's got some kind of, you know, chronic thing, and maybe that's the case and hope it's not. But my assumption is he's going to be Kawhi Leonard. Or at the very least, he will be physically capable of being the player that he was before this.
Well, I hope so for him and for his new teammates and for the fan base. With the Raptors, because, you know, they've been on a little bit of a, the way that front office handles things, I mean, it's kind of a little bit of a topsy-turvy roller coaster city. If you think about it, they fired the coach of the year in Dwayne Casey. Then they take their top guy in DeMar DeRozan, who doesn't want to leave. And then they say, we're dumping you to San Antonio. See ya. You know, that's kind of like if you're the fans of the Raptors, you're like, yo, what's the deal? You know what I mean? So it'll be interesting to see. I mean, I if I'm a Raptors fan, I'm kind of happy I'm getting Kawhi Leonard as long as I know he's going to be healthy. You know, that's the thing. I mean, you know, and I'm sure he would be, but I'll tell you this. That quad muscle, that's one of the biggest muscles in your body, the quadricep. That's your thigh, for those that don't realize. And when you get a deep, deep injury to a muscle like that or a hamstring, hamstrings are worse, actually, when you rip the hamstring. You could strain a hamstring. But when you rip a hamstring, forget it. But same with a quad. When you have that kind of injury, that could nag. And Kawhi, he's a muscular guy. And so when you have that amount of lean muscle with not a lot of body fat, sometimes rehab could be a little tougher, believe it or not. And because you have so much lean muscle on you. And you have quick muscle twitch, which they call it, which is
why I stay in high body fat percentage.
Yeah.
God forbid I get hurt. I want to be able to recover. I don't want to be too thin and too in shape.
Of course not.
To get back healthy.
Well, you walk by the pre-qual machine, which is an elliptical, which if you don't know what
that's my favorite machine, actually, at the gym.
What, looking at it or using it?
No, using it.
Really?
Yeah.
The elliptical, huh?
Yeah.
You do a high incline on it, like on your glide
I do
climb?
One of the predetermined programs they've got in the machine.
Oh, you know what I call that? The jobber set.
Sure.
J-O-B-B-E-R.
Yeah.
Jobber. You know, you got to manually do your own thing, dude. You don't have to go, I'm going to climb a mountain now on a pre-call.
I believe it's called rolling hills is what mine is.
It's called a work. Okay, don't do that. Just make your own. I'll get in the gym with you one day, and I'll whip you in shape.
Such a narp.
Men! Yeah. Hey, what about this, dude? The Lakers, right? So I was talking to Mikey B before the show, right? And I know you were in earshot of it a little bit. And it's all about the Lakers. I mean, did they make the proper gamble here for 2019? Are they hedging their bets? Are they going to win hedging their bets that, hey, you know, the Lakers or even, the Lakers? Like, will Kawhi be available? What if he falls in love like Paul George did with Oklahoma City? What if Kawhi falls in love with Toronto?
You know, there was one. I'm really bad at saving tweets so I can give proper credit, but one of the NBA insiders. Mike, you sent it to. Who was the tweet from that said that Kawhi stayed in his hotel room when the All-Star game was in Toronto because he hates the cold weather so much that left his. He's
That's
not
hysterical.
Staying in Toronto.
I did not know that.
It was
That's
Rick
funny.
Bucher. He's not staying in Toronto. That's just not a thing. I have zero confidence. And so maybe I'll be wrong.
He's going to commute, basically.
This is a stopover. There's no chance, no chance that he is going to be a Raptor pass this
Bro,
coming season.
Bro, you never know.
I kind of know this one.
I understand he doesn't like the cold, but they do play the game indoors, I believe. Last I checked.
Yeah,
so
but they
have
play like
control.
Once every 3 days, yeah, and that's so, like a four-hour window of being inside. That's a lot of downtime to be just stuck inside, not having fun in what do they call it? The Six?
The Six.
The
they
six?
Call it Toronto, correct. Have you ever been to Toronto?
I have not, actually.
Okay, I've been there a lot. I've talked about this before. It's a beautiful city.
I know it is.
And I got to tell you, I've worked there a lot, right? And here's the thing. It's not much. It's just, as far as the cold, it's the same as if you played in New York or Boston. It's the same. It's the same cold. It's not far. You can get on a flight in 45 minutes, 60 minutes, and go from New York City on a plane to Toronto in a heartbeat. That's not a long flight, dude. You're not going to Montreal or Calgary, you know. So it's not. You know, that's west. It's not. Actually, Montreal's not as west. Calgary's very west.
Calgary's a fair example. Yeah. Montreal's very close to Toronto.
Toronto's kind of like Maine. If you think about it.
It's kind of like Buffalo. It's right across the river.
Yeah.
Or the
kinda.
Canal.
Yeah, so well, it's definitely colder. I think
we
it's
sound
probably,
like Canadian experts right now.
Well, I am. I'm a Canuck. I love Tim Hortons coffee. It's a great brand. So that's the deal. All right. So that's the dealio. So, all right, look, on that note, we're gonna hit the phone lines a little bit here. 855-212-4227. Hand is up. Kawhi isn't going to L.A., but one mega superstar is Different Sport Jones. Taz and the Moose with AB sitting in. We'll be right back.
Follow the latest NBA free agency news and moves right here on CBS Sports Radio. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
All right, so we're rocking and rolling here on this Thursday, and show's just getting rocking and rolling. We're talking a lot about Kawhi and DeRozan, trade of the NBA. Well, not century, that's an overstatement. Get into talking about another star heading to Los Angeles. He plays with a ball, just not as big as a basketball, but without any further ado, let's go to our latest sports update with my very tight friend, my good friend, my paisan. They call him Heller. I call him Brad. BH. Brad Heller.
What's
Welcome,
Hells?
Brad. Hello.
Good morning, guys.
How are you?
Sorry you can't really see me over here. The chair's a little messed
like
up. It's at the lowest level
you're
here.
You're a tall gentleman. You're probably around 6'6", and you look now like you're around 5'8", which is funny. We will take a photo of it, and our social media team will post it on Taz and the Moose Instagram
By
account.
Monday.
There's Brad Heller. That's going to get probably 3 likes on
Come
Instagram.
Come on!
There you go. Okay.
All different angles from my good side.
Making you a star here, sir.
Yeah. Don't forget to tag all the appropriate people.
Yeah.
In social media and department.
That's a whole other story.
Yeah.
Well,
shots
what's
fired.
Meant there, shots were fired. Before you go on, Brad, see what happened was, like, the thing is, so people understand what happened. The social media team every day, our show podcasts every day. So if you miss any of our show, the Taz and Moose show program. You could catch it on demand on radio.com.
Or if you want to just relive it. You might have heard it live. You want to hear it again. You go back and go get it.
I did not get enough. I need more of these men's take.
Remember that time? Let me go hear it again.
Let me go hear it again. So what happens is the social media team has been tweeting out from the Taz and the Moose Twitter and tagging myself and tagging Moose while Moose is on vacation, which is the right thing to do because he is a co-host of the show, even though he's not here. But the
fill-in, I am the Moose.
The fill-in co-host, Andrew the Bogish, he should be tagged also. On that.
That would be fair.
And he's not, because the guy is sitting here for 3 hours and talking sports with yours truly. So I did the right thing yesterday, AB. Did you see my tweet?
You did, and I appreciated it.
And tell the audience.
You quote tweeted the tweet from our department that didn't include me. You included me after the fact. Like, I'm going to tag the co-host.
And when I do
Andrew
it,
Bogish.
It's like the Grand High Exalted Mr. Ruler.
I mean, it's almost like Twitter doing it.
Yeah, almost.
Yeah.
It's almost like what's his name from the Six who was tweeting about DeRozan, the hip hop kid.
Drake.
Drake. Yeah,
you are the Drake of CBS Sports Radio.
I am the Drake of CBS Sports Radio. All right, Brett Hull, please. I don't have a lot of time. Neither does AB. We're
busy. Stop stalling.
Please,
Brad.
Give us your sports update. So we're very looking forward to this.
I am very excited to deliver it to you guys. Hey, Manny Machado, officially a Los Angeles Dodger. The Orioles getting back five prospects in return. The most notable one, 21-year-old Cuban outfielder Yusnel Diaz, who had a couple of home runs in the All-Star Futures game on Sunday. Machado was exclusively a shortstop in Baltimore this season, but it's not going to be the case in L.A. Here's Dodgers GM Farhan Zaidi on Dodger Talk AM 570.
We're fortunate to have a roster full of guys that play multiple positions that are unselfish about moving around the field, and I think even Manny is probably going to play some short and some third when the situation calls for it. He's going to move around a little bit like the rest of our guys do.
Yeah, like Chris Taylor, who moved from the outfield to short after Corey Seager had the season-ending Tommy John surgery. Dodgers will be in Milwaukee on Friday when the season resumes. Meanwhile, Brewers reliever Josh Hader will not be suspended for those offensive tweets that surfaced during the All-Star game, but Hader will be required to go through sensitivity training and participate in diversity and inclusion initiatives. Well, now that the Kawhi Leonard era is over in San Antonio, Spurs coach Greg Popovich says it's time to move on, and he's excited about the addition of DeMar DeRozan.
I couldn't be happier. I think this trade is going to be good for both teams. DeMar is obviously, you know, a four-time All-Star, an All-NBA player. He's been great in the community there, a team player, somebody that I've respected and watched play for a while now. And we're thrilled to have him here.
Yeah, Popovich only had positive things to say about Leonard. Pop saying Kawhi conducted himself wonderfully while he was there. The Spurs also getting Jakob Poeltl and a protected first-round pick in exchange for Leonard and Danny Green. From the NFL, Titans defensive lineman Jarrell Casey says he plans to continue protesting the national anthem during the upcoming season, even if it means getting a fine. The NFL's new policy forbids players from sitting or taking a knee on the field. Casey stood with a fist raised in the air throughout last season. Darrell Revis announced his retirement after 11 seasons.
Well, that's a you know, I got to tell you, the Darrell Revis thing, Revis Island is now extinct. It's done. It's closed for business. I remember when this guy came out of Pitt and he, his years with the Jets and the success he had. He was a force, a defensive back, for a cornerback, a wide receiver nightmare, an offensive coordinator nightmare. This guy here was great. I mean, yeah, he went and played the Super Bowl for the Patriots, I believe, right? And then he, with Chiefs, he ended with the Chiefs.
Yeah, five games with the Chiefs.
Yeah. I was just a big fan of his. I really was. I was just a big fan of his, you know. So, I don't know. I don't know why. It's kind of feels like he's not getting enough love on his retirement. You know what I mean? I don't know why. I just feel like you guys agree or not. What do you think?
I mean, he's a Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
He's the best corner of his generation.
Sure as hell was.
Yeah.
He's just was amazing.
But it's been a long time since he was good. I think that's the problem. Long time and, you know, relatively speaking.
Right. Fair. Okay, Brett, yeah, continue.
Not to mention the announcement itself was caught up in the Kawhi Leonard stuff,
Leonard,
the Machado trade,
Machado,
a lot going on yesterday.
Yes.
Bogus getting left off some of the tweets for the show. A lot going on yesterday.
That was a big headline for sure in sports. I think that was. Are we done?
No, just want a quick update at the British Open. It's underway. Erik van Rooyen has the lead at 4 under par. Phil Mickelson's 1 over through 13. Defending champ Jordan Spieth, he's 2 under through 5. That's all.
Okay, Brad, we'll talk to you a little while there, Haas. Thank you very much. So the Baltimore Orioles, right, they're moving on. And Manny Machado is, well, see ya. He's headed to Los Angeles. And like I said, dude, I really think this is a big, big deal for the Dodgers. The Dodgers just got even better, if that's even possible. Their lineup got even better, if that's, even possible. And the deal was made official yesterday.
Even though there was a tiny little window yesterday afternoon where Steve Phillips, who has been on this show, reported that there was
a little bit of a snag.
The Orioles have a history, actually, of this, of getting a little too particular with physicals and deals fizzling out. And maybe this was going to like take another day and maybe a tweak of who was involved. But then everybody's all good to go, signed off, approved by doctors. And everyone leaves happily. And there's no breakdown of press releases or goodbye tweets. This divorce was handled much more amicably. Everybody leaves excited. Machado's going to the Dodgers. The Orioles, now, their fans are the losers in all of this because they lose a guy that, again, if you had your way, would be an Oriole for forever.
And they're getting five prospects.
One of them's legit.
Diaz,
there's two guys who, you know, have the ability to be legit. This seems to be a fairly decent haul for Manny Machado. But, now it's up to the Orioles and their coaches, minor league and major league, to develop these guys and get, I think if two of them hit Diaz being one, the outfielder, then you're good to go. If you get three, that's an even better better pull for them. But the big thing is now the National League, because the Dodgers put him in the middle of what could be a ridiculously deep and varied and
well, they're the team, dude. The
versatile
National League
lineup, plus just Kershaw and that bullpen. I mean, they're the team to beat.
But real quick, back on the kid Diaz, who's now heading to with the other four prospects to Baltimore. He fourth ranked prospect in the Dodgers farm system, 84th ranked prospect in baseball, and that's with MLB.com. You can find that information. Right. So
might have seen him in the futures game Sunday. He played there. A mature hitter, takes a lot of walks, doesn't strike out. Very impressive guy. 25-30 homer potential.
Well, like we were saying yesterday, I was talking about a dude. The Dodgers are just showing that they want to win. Now, this year, and I think they're doing the right thing. Their general manager, Farhin Zahidi. Is there any more, Bob Smiths in the world? I mean, the easy names. Jimmy Johnson. Well, remember him. That's a different guy. Like, I like names like that. When you're a name like Farhin Zahidi is a tough name.
But Kyle Schwarber gave
that's
you
another
a
tough name.
Is it?
Kyle Schwarber and Farhin Zahidi, those are tough names. Taz, Taz. Boom, simple.
Right.
AB, simple.
I'll send a memo out.
No, you won't.
See what I won't.
But the thing is this, okay? Zahidi is basically saying, the Dodgers GM, that Machado will play mostly shortstop.
Yeah.
And play some third base a little bit here and there when necessary. But, he's probably what do you think? He's probably a better third baseman. But definitely, he's a baller at short, too. So, I mean, he's a middle infielder at the end of the day or a third baseman.
Well, it depends on, part of this is how much you want to read into, the kind of nerdy defensive metrics that are out there now that don't paint him as the best shortstop. And the weird dynamic for him is, and I read a really good article, I guess it was Sunday or Monday about this, when he was playing third base, he was an above average defensive third baseman and then obviously a very above average hitter. Yeah. Now he's gone a shortstop, and he falls almost precipitously defensively as a shortstop. But he's having his best offensive season right now. So he's like he's kind of gone in a different way to being two different sets of elite players. I think he's a third baseman. He thinks he's a shortstop. He's going to mostly be a shortstop with the Dodgers because they've got Justin Turner basically entrenched at third base. But I love versatility. I love moving pieces. I love lineup construction. And there's so much going on now for Dave Roberts and the Dodgers when everybody's healthy, which isn't a guarantee. Obviously, right now, Puig is on the deal with an oblique strain. But
I like Puig, too. I like him a lot, yeah.
When he's healthy, in the outfield, you've got him, you've got Peterson, you've got Kemp. They're exclusively outfielders.
Well, look at their lineup. Muncy.
Well, that's
at
what I'm
first
saying.
Base. Machado now is short. I mean, dude, Bellinger in center field. You might have just said Bellinger on the field. They are loaded. I mean, they are the team to beat. That lineup in the National League, I mean, if they get to the big show, to the World Series, okay, then you got to deal with either the Red Sox or the Yanks, right?
Right.
So, good luck.
Yeah, I mean, they've got to deal. I think the NL obviously is going to be tough too. They got to get through that. They got to make sure everybody that's pitching after Kershaw is okay, and they're going to make sure Kershaw is okay. You know, the one thing that keeps creeping into my mind about what they're going to do moving forward, and it was a small sample size, but the last time they were here in New York, Cody Bellinger played center field twice and looked like a disaster.
So if
putting him there is their permanent idea or the most likely place he's going to play, be so Muncy can play first base instead of second or third.
Right.
But yeah. I kind of hit this yesterday. They almost have too many choices because at second base, they need Chris Taylor to play somewhere, or they've got Logan Forsythe, then they've got Turner at third. And then they don't like playing Jock Peterson in center field, so they put him in left, which to me is where Bellinger should be. So then Bellinger goes to center, and he's not great there either. Kemp obviously is a corner guy, so is Puig. You know, Muncy maybe can't play second, maybe can't play third well enough. So they've got some moving parts.
Right.
At some point, though, they need to have like a base lineup. And I don't, at face value, love Bellinger being their center field every day, but they'll figure that out and can make up for it.
I think he'll figure it out. You know, it's just got to move some guys around, to your point. And he seems like a great guy to play for, dude. I got to tell you, I'm a big fan of his, the skipper of the Dodgers for sure. And speaking of the Dodgers, let's take a listen to some sound here of the Dodgers GM, Farhad Zahidi, on the team need to make a move.
We're in first place, but we're in first place by the slimmest margins. And there's four teams in the NL within four games of each other. So, you know, we felt like improving our team in this 2 or 3 week period was imperative, and we think Manny Machado was the best target out there for that.
If you're a Dodger fan and you hear what Zahidi said there, and you feel that out of the Los Angeles Dodgers, and you support the Dodger Blue, I got to tell you, you love hearing that, dude, because that's called no complacency right there, kids. That is no complacency. That's like, we're in first place, not by enough, we're not kicking ass enough, we got to keep rolling. We got to get better. There's no complacency. I love that. That's what you want as a fan of a certain team or club or what have you, or sport. You want that, the front office, to have that drive and that desire to be that more dominant. And that's probably why they're going to go. They're probably going to make it all the way deep, deep postseason, probably into the World Series.
Well, and this is the way it's supposed to be when you're a big market team, and why you can't go about building your organization in just one way. They've got money to sign guys when they're on the open market, and they also have done a great job in drafting and developing talent so that when they need to make a trade, like right now, they've got the pieces to go get Manny Machado. And last year they made big trade at the deadline. The year before that, they've been able to fill needs when they've had needs, because they have the arsenal to do so. You can't be one or the other. It's got to be both. And right now, they've got both going, and that's why they're, to us at least, the best team in the National League.
All right, so we're going to do a little, in the next segment here, a little BCS, as they call it, kids. Mm. A little bench cut start. Early Jones. We don't normally do it this early in the program. Sometimes we do. And I'm going to let you know. So if you want to call in your BCS, it's going to be Manny Machado, Le'Veon Bell, Kawhi Leonard. Okay, that's the BCS. Kawhi, Machado, Bell. Okay, bench cut start. 855-212-4227. Taz and the Moose, CBS Sports Radio. Sit tight.
This is Jim Rome. $5,000 is on the line in this year's Smackoff. Who is going to take it home? Find out at noon Eastern tomorrow on CBS Sports Radio.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah, so, you know, I usually do my thing where I go in the control room during the break. I talk to Mikey B and Pizza Body. I like to talk to the team, the men who keep the machine rolling, called Taz and the Moose.
Men!
That's what I do. I'm a man of the people. I don't act like I'm a superstar and everyone's subservient to me. I'm nice to everyone around me. That's what I suggest you as an audience to do.
to your fellow man.
Yes, just to people in general. Right. Hot ass Joe, that's my shtick.
Now, there are some guidelines. Pete and Mike can't talk back to Taz. Taz just talks, they nod, and yes, yes, yes. There's no eye contact. And what is said in there stays in there. It can't be shared. It can't be reproduced. It can't be even texted to anybody. Or
a lot of confidentiality.
There's a lot going on. Yeah. So, I mean, it looks nice. Yeah. A little bit of a one-way street.
Mike, the producer, Mike, I really think he secretly hates my guts. I mean, he's so nice to me all the time. He's so condescending. But I digress. I really think the man hates me. Hates me. So much. But it's okay. It's not the first time I'm going to be hated.
Pete wants to hits that ding button really, really badly right now.
Yes. Well, we're going to do, BCS is something we do here on the show. Okay, sir, please. I'm in the middle of doing
this. I'm sorry.
We're going to do BCS here in a second, which is Bench Cut Start, if you're new to our program here, Taz and the Moose. And basically, we're going with Manny Machado. We're going with Le'Veon Bell. We're going Kawhi Leonard. We'll do that in a second. Do you like BCS? You like the BCS segment?
I do like BCS, yes.
You know, usually when Moose is here, you're not really a part of it, but it's nice to have you be a part
of it.
It's
not my
fault. Yeah. Hey, look, I'm a co-host. It's not my show solely, so I have to be honest. So that's really
The studio door gets locked when the segment starts, I try to come in and I can't.
I'm just a co-host. I am not the host, so I fall in line with the other co-host. That's kind of what happens here. I have 50% power. That's all I'm going to tell you. 50% power. CBS Sports Radio toll-free line 855-212-4227 is brought to you by Geico. Hey, everyone. Here's a quick way for you to save money. Switch to Geico. Do you need homeowners, renters, or motorcycle insurance? Well, get it at geico.com. I feel like it's the first time I read that, and I've read that a bunch of times. But I got the point across. Jordan gets it. Jordan, Alabama. Jordan, what's up, buddy? You're on Taz the Moose, CBS Sports Radio. What's up, pal?
What's up, guys? I'm just headed into work this morning, but I've heard about this Machado trade. Now, is this going to make the Dodgers the odds-on favorite to win the World Series now?
I wouldn't say the World Series, brother, but I definitely think that it makes them the odds-on favorite to
get there.
To get there, to be the National League champ. You know what I mean?
Yeah, this is just crazy, man. I mean, after the month of April, the way they started out so bad, I mean, I hear people saying, like, you know, baseball is such a long season, you never can say it's over. But they were saying it was already over before it started for the Dodgers. Now they're back in the lead in the NL West, and they just picked up Machado, and it's crazy. Now they're going to make it to the World Series again.
Well, their lineup, dude, as we went over, is phenomenal with guys like Muncy, guys like Kemp. You know, once Puig gets back from the injury, you know, and now you add Machado in there, and I don't know if I even said Bellinger there. You're missing other guys, too. I mean, Taylor, they got a lot of good players in that team. They got a legit lineup, Jordan. We appreciate you calling. So, again, I don't know, AB, if they're going to win the World Series. I do think they're definitely going to represent the National League in the World Series.
I mean, they certainly have a better chance of winning the World Series.
Absolutely.
With Manny Machado now.
Well, they just got a lot better. There is no doubt about it. You know what I mean? So
Manny Machado!
I think it might be time for a little BCS in a 3-2-1.
It's now time to bench, cut, or start with Taz and the Moose.
Bench, cut, start.
All right, here we go. So, bench, cut, start. Pretty simple concept here. I don't have to lay it out. You kind of understand it if you're new to our show. If you're not new to our show, well, you know what we do here. Bench, cut, start. The components in play are Manny Machado, Le'Veon Bell, Kawhi Leonard. Okay, the order will go. I guess I will go first. I will lead off. AB, you will go second. And then if we have time, we'll hear from the other guys. So, okay, does that work for you, Kai?
I'm in.
All right, good. Sounds good. Phil and Jones. I'm benching Bell, Le'Veon Bell. I'm benching him. I think he's a great running back. Don't get me wrong. I do, but this has been going on for almost 2 years with him and the Steelers. A lot of drama, too much minutia, too much legalese, too much garbage. Look, you want to play or not? You want to be the guy or not? You're saying you're going to play one more year and you're going to be gone? They had a lot of money on this kid. He could have just signed and been locked in a little too much. It's getting a little annoying. So I'm going to bench Le'Veon Bell. You seem like you made a face. I don't know why I made a face, but you seem like you made a face. Okay.
If I did, it wasn't directed at you.
All right, great. I'm going to shock you on this one. I'm cutting Kawhi Leonard. Oh, yes. I'm cutting Kawhi Leonard. Why would you cut Kawhi Leonard, Taz? Are you out your mind? No, I'm not out my mind. The thing is, Kawhi Leonard, talk about drama. There's been a lot of drama on him. I've been a little ticked off at Kawhi. He doesn't speak up. You got to talk up. You can't be a quiet fox, as we call it. This is quiet fox. See this? You ever do this towards your young kids?
No.
Your children? Quiet fox. That means if they get too loud, you do. For those that don't know, it's the hand signal like a wolf pack. You put your three fingers together, and your index finger, your pinky is up high. Quiet fox. That means shut up, basically. Yeah, so quiet fox.
You new to me.
That?
No.
Okay, well, you learn something every day.
Thank you.
So I'm cutting Kawhi because Kawhi, we don't know if he's healthy. So I got to get rid of him. I don't even know. He's going to go to Toronto. I don't know if he can ball. I don't know what his deal is, if that quad's to bother him. Boom, boom, boom. Okay, which leaves me with starting Manny Machado. Yes, I love this move.
Manny Machado!
With this kid going to Los Angeles to the Dodgers. I think it's a great fit. I think he's going to fit in that lineup perfectly. I think the fan base out in Southern California are going to embrace Machado, and I like it. So I'm cutting Bell. I'm benching Bell, I should say. I'm cutting Kawhi, and I'm starting Machado. Go ahead, AB.
Well, Taz, thanks for having me. I really do appreciate
it. That means I went too long.
I am not going to deviate from your selections. I'm going to bench Le'Veon Bell, frankly, because B starts with bench, and Bell starts with B, so it kind of just lines up that way.
Great prep.
I'm cutting Kawhi Leonard. I have my issues with him a little more strongly than you do. I don't think he was a good teammate this year. I don't think he and his people have handled this well. I've had enough of Kawhi at the moment.
Okay.
I'll come back around, I'm sure, but for now he's out. And I'm starting Manny Machado because he's one of the best baseball players on the planet, having a great individual season, and just made the National League race a little more intriguing by allowing himself to be traded from Baltimore to L.A.
All right, Haas, I got you. Mikey B., the producer of Taz the Moose, you got a second? Go for it.
I'm benching Le'Veon Bell, cutting Manny Machado, and starting Kawhi Leonard. And
wow!
It's based on the sport they play and the impact they have on it. As great as Manny Machado is, in the game of baseball, he is less impactful than Kawhi will be, so that's why I'm starting him.
But he's healthy. He's Machado's playing.
In my opinion, Kawhi's fine. He's been faking it for 6 months.
Oh, he's faking it. Okay.
And then I'm benching Le'Veon Bell. Sort of falls in the middle of that. Has some impact in the game of football. Not quite like Kawhi, but he's a difference maker more than Manny Machado. You can give Le'Veon Bell the ball every time. You have to wait four times a game to see Manny Machado.
Okay, thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
Body, you have 8 seconds.
I'm benching Kawhi, I'm cutting Bell, and I'm starting Machado. Thank you.
That was only 5+ seconds.
The best part is the thank you. I have to tell you, I have to tip my cap.
I mean, good job.
Pete the Body is a guy who makes a lot out of nothing. That's what he does, if that makes any sense. All right, here we go. Boom, hand up. So here's the thing. What the heck is going on with Major League Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred and the greatest player in the game, Mike Trout? What's going on? We're going to go to break, and that's coming up next. We're going to tell you what's going on about that. So that's going to be an interesting conversation.
I can't wait for it.
I don't want to get into it now because it's too deep.
Right, we don't have time
too much
right now.
To say. No, I have too much to say about it.
Yeah.
Because, look, if you're not a fan of Mike Trout and his ability as a ball player, and what he brings to the table, and what this guy Manfred did and said is a little ridiculous. And by the way, looking at you, a side note, has nothing to do with Mike Trout or baseball. In those, the foot gear you're wearing, your sneakers, they're foolish. Don't wear those ever again while you work with me. Those, I don't know what the hell those things, they're gray, are they white, or are they just dirty? What are those things?
They're gray, Taz, thanks for asking. If this room wasn't lit like a cave, you'd be able to see them. I mean, I really can't.
Well, the room is lit like this by choice.
I love my sneakers, and I'm going to wear them tomorrow. And if that means I can't work with you, then I'm willing to take that
you
risk.
You could wear them, but I think we need to get the social media team on this also and get a photo of these.
Please.
Maybe, and then we get them to tag you. Or maybe they'll just take a picture of your sneakers and tweet, like, random sneaker
some
photo.
Guys.
Who's this? I don't know. Maybe he was the fill-in co-host. I'm not really sure who he is.
Sneaker phone Jones.
Yeah. Sneaker phone, Joe. That's actually pretty good.
Thanks. I try every once in a while.
Yeah, hold on. So anyway, that's the deal with that. So yeah, you look a little crazy with those sneakers.
I like these sneakers. So you know, thanks, but no thanks.
Yeah, no, I'm a big I'm a sneaker head. So you got to have the right footwear on. So that's the deal. Right, so like I said, Manfred versus Trout. What the hell's going on? We'll tell you up next here on Taz and the Moose.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.